entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show here at Tan Talk Radio. My name is Tracy, and I will be your host today, along with Peggy, who will be our shrink. We also would like to introduce Trish and Renee, who will be our entertainment host, and Matt, who is our production manager. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Is everybody doing good today?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Ready for another show. Mm-hmm. So, Matt, before we get started, I need to loosen up a little more. So, do you mind? And I'm all about song therapy.
I know you are.
So, I would like to hear It's a Beautiful Day by you two, please, because I'm a little anxious right now. I need to loosen up.
Is a blue shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
Thankfully, there's no cameras here on the side of the glasses, so that way everybody looks at you guys and not me dancing at us.
I know, but it's a beautiful day, Peggy. It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
It is.
So the purpose of the show is to lift your spirits by being your friend while using song therapy and offering suggestions for from our professional therapist, Peggy, who is better known as our shrink. So before we begin on the Shrink and Wrap Show, please jot this number down. We want to hear from you. Our number is 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000. And, you know, Peggy and Trish, thank you for being here again. We've made it through another show number seven. So we started 7 weeks ago, or times two would be 14. Mm-hmm. And we started talking about what is love. And we talked about the four types of love. We talked about love languages, right?
You're right.
We covered all that. Mm-hmm. And sadly, and unfortunately, today we're going to talk about divorce. It's mm-hmm. not my favorite topic. And it's very important for everyone to know that we're not going to encourage it. But if you happen to be going through a divorce, we definitely want to help you get through it as graceful as you can. So before we begin, I'd like to start with a song by Wilson Phillips. Matt, we're going to play. Are you ready for the Wilson Phillips song? It's a good therapy song.
Ready, willing, and able. Here we go.
Okay, this is called Hold On.
Change your life except for you. Don't
Okay, so thank you. Hold on for one more day in whatever situation you're in. Take one day at a time if you are thinking about a divorce or if you're in the middle of a divorce or wherever you may be. So getting started here, Peggy's going to take over on that topic, and she has something to say right now, and we're going to let you take it away.
Well, you know, you want to hang on, just as you said, Tracy, for another day. But unfortunately, as you said earlier, you know, sometimes love is not enough. And unfortunately, if you've exhausted all your possibilities, you might have to look at other options. And again, we don't encourage or support divorce, but it may have to happen if, again, if you've exhausted all your options. So having said that, I know this is about song therapy, and if I don't do this, you're going to be mad at me and not let me go on the show anymore. So let's do a little bit of Carly Simon, maybe half a song. Okay, Matt? Really significant.
What was it, Carly Simon or Carole King? Which one are we
it's
going
Carole
with?
It's Carole King.
That's what I thought.
And it took me 30 minutes because she originally told
me
that.
I'm not a song therapist.
But guess what? Carol Burnett sings this song too, by the way.
All right, here we go.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it, something
something has died and we just can't make it.
Yeah.
That is so
Tracy,
sad.
Tracy, keep in mind, though, Carly Simon did do that after Carole King.
She has.
That's what threw me off
because, to her point, I've heard the Carly Simon version 1,000 times. I didn't realize this was a Carole King song.
Well, I spent 20 minutes last night, and that's when I learned Carol Burnett sings it. Not just like, it's like me doing karaoke. No offense. But anyway, so back to our sad topic, and we're going to try to talk, you know, to our listeners in making this as graceful as it can and as empathetic as we can. But Peggy, why do they divorce?
Yeah, good question. There's lots of reasons, but for purposes of today's show, I'm just going to talk about some of the cited reasons, the main cited reasons. And there's actually three main reasons, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm.
First one, actually, 75. This is a reason why people divorce. 75% of divorces are because of lack of commitment. What do you think that means, Tracy?
Well, lack of commitment is just not being there. I mean, right? Emotionally, physically, just kind of detached, basically, would you say?
Well, yes. And, you know, partners, for some reason, just fail to put in the efforts that are required. We talked a little bit about that in the last couple of shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but behind commitment, if you want to take a look at the dynamic, is fear. You know, and I'm going to talk about relationships, not necessarily fear across the board in other social situations, but, you know, this fear of, you know, what am I missing out on? Will this person find out what I'm about and then dump me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, will this last? You start to self-doubt and attachment issues, maybe trauma you've gone through, and you self-sabotage a lot. And this could be a pattern, not only in relationships, but it could be a pattern across the board with jobs, with, you know, social situations. Second popular cited reasons, so to speak, is infidelity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all know what that means, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as a colleague pointed out to me, infidelity is just a symptom. It's not a cause of divorce. There's, you know, it's a result of many things that could be going on. And again, affairs, well, they've been around for a long time, and they can result in very deep wounds. At the same time, people can get through them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it all depends, again, on those efforts you want to put in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the third cited reason, most popular reason for divorce, is basic incompatibility. What about that one, ladies? What do you think about that?
Trish, you want to take that one?
Well, I could see how that could lead to a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to do the same things, or your interests are not the same, or you just don't get along, incompatibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we marry young. Some of us, you know, marry very young. Our values change.
Change.
What once would motivate or drive us changes. Mm-hmm. The partner doesn't go along. To some degree with that, it could be a problem. You know, empty nest, don't forget that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've all had kids that have left the household and we're not distracted anymore by the chaos they bring to our households.
Peggy,
and
you remember we did our first show, Empty Nest.
Absolutely.
That's
20 years ago.
20 years ago,
on
and
TV.
You picked
yeah.
that topic, and here we are, empty nesters on a
yeah.
radio show.
Right. You know, so in general, people just basically, you know, fall apart,
right.
Go in different directions, if you will.
Right.
And then a lot of other reasons, you know, money, lack of intimacy, abuse, emotional abuse, as well as physical abuse, addictions,
mm-hmm.
and don't forget mental health issues. If you've got a mental health issue, if one partner has a mental health issue and it's not been treated, well, that's going to be really difficult to try to resolve issues.
Right.
So just some of the reasons. Why divorces occur. There's many others, but some of the big ones I mm-hmm. wanted to mention.
Right. And that reminds me of the David Bowie song, Changes.
Mm-hmm.
And you either change together or you change apart. And that's, you got to face the change of whatever's going on. But you can do it kindly or you can do it not so kindly. You know, so
yeah,
we'll
that's
get
the effort,
that.
Right?
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what it has
right.
to do with the efforts that we need to put in.
Exactly right. So how many people does divorce affect these days?
Ooh,
statistically.
You know I love statistics.
Yes, I know you
right.
do, and I don't. I mean, yeah.
Well, I'm just going to talk about the 22 statistics from the U.S. Bureau of Census, because it's too early to cite 23 statistics. But believe it or not, almost half, 41.3, not quite half, of marriages in the U.S. land up in divorce.
Half?
41.3.
So is that
almost half.
Okay, so is there an age demographic for that?
I'm going to get to that in a second, but
okay.
I also wanted to state, which I think is important because we're women, not that it's isolated to women, but 70% of those divorces are initiated by women.
They're initiated, yeah, because I don't know, you guys can let me know if I'm wrong or not, but I think what happens is our emotions are a little different than men, and maybe not, and so I don't want to say that to offend anybody, but I feel like women cry for a lot longer, or they suffer a little
they
bit
mourn,
longer.
They grieve. They hope.
Before it's
mm-hmm.
over. But then when they're done, when there's no emotion, there's no argument, there's no tear dropping, they're done, in
they're
my
done.
Opinion.
It's a good,
men think in the moment, I think, a little
right.
bit more.
Well, that's a good point. And then, you know, talk about the majority of women are the ones who file. What's interesting is 90% of those women are college educated.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about that?
I'm gonna
more
just,
options, right? They financially, they're in the workplace.
I would say that they the financial yes, more
right.
options, absolutely. But can I say something in reference to that? It also says that I've read something, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I read where divorce is harder on men than women. Even the women initiate it. But I read something, and I don't know if this is a fact or not, but it said men skip the grieving process. You can tell me you're the therapist, you know, your recommendation, but they skip the grieving process sometimes. They say men's health decline drastically. They lose their identity, and they rush into relationships, and they miss their children. I mean, they have emotions too, but it's just something I read, just something to think about, table talk. I don't know how true that is or statistically,
well,
but
I would probably disagree with that to
yeah.
some degree
okay.
because I think women, even though they are the major initiators, they
yeah.
also have a grieving process.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter who the devil is or who the angel is. I don't know anyone that I've talked to who's been divorced who had a good time. That
well,
was
yeah.
a good time.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that women, usually it's all about the women, but men have emotions too.
Absolutely.
And I think that's my point of bringing that up, because
yeah.
they suffer too, and we think that they're raised to hide their emotions, and they suffer. So I think it's important to note that. So so Peggy, tell me a little bit about gray divorce.
Yeah, but can I just circle back to a statistic, because you know I love statistics.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, it's getting better. Divorce in the U.S. is getting better. Since 2000, it's actually decreased. But what hasn't got better is there's an incredible surge with what we call the gray divorce, 55
okay.
to 64. But before I do that,
mm-hmm.
This is interesting, that 6% of the population who divorce land up remarrying the same person. How about that?
Yeah, I know.
But
I know.
Can I respond to that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I've had a lot of years to read a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I read second marriages. There's a percentage, if you're good with that, 30%
right.
Mm-hmm. last.
Yeah, yeah.
That's is that
and,
correct?
And even yeah. higher percentage with the third marriage.
Yeah,
right.
Third, yeah.
So
because you become more confident within yourself,
right?
I think, and you're zero tolerance. Once you've been through one divorce, I don't think you have tolerance for anymore.
Or how about the second or the third?
Yeah.
We have someone in common. We know someone who's had five, as a matter of fact. Maybe we'll get her on the show, and she can give us some education. But, you know, the baby boomers, which is my category, and I think your category also.
I'm not going to claim that.
I'll claim it. We're the highest population of divorce. Absolutely. Now, I would think that, you know, 40, midlife crisis, it's not. The highest population, but the ages of 55 to 64 and higher, there's a surge, an incredible surge. And that's what we call, you know, gray divorce.
That's sad.
Or silver splitters. What do you think of that one?
I don't know. I don't like that.
That's
a title of old. I can't do it. And it's okay to be old because it's a, you know, but for me, it's like... Okay, it's a gift to
we
me.
Don't want to hear silver or gray.
Yes. Emotionally, all of us are young, no matter how old we are. That's what I think I'm trying to say. So with the gray divorce, do you have anything more to say about a gray divorce? Or?
Well, a little bit.
Why do you
because
think that is?
It's a huge, like I said, it's why is it surging? Why do you guys think, before I talk a little bit about statistics and facts, why do you think the baby boomers, the gray divorce, that age group is surging? What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. Trish, do you have a thought? I have a thought.
I think maybe women have the confidence to leave relationships now because financially they can support themselves and they aren't afraid of being independent like they mm-hmm. used to be back in the old days.
Yeah. That's an excellent point in terms of women, but also, you know, men are in this category too.
I guess.
And there's just divergent interests, you know, your interests, you've grown apart. You don't have that partner that you once thought you had. And again, you know, what I find with my clients is in this age group that are divorcing, I hear a lot of that they start to look at years that they've have left to live versus the years they've lived. And some people say, you know what, I want to spend my last decade, two decades, if you will, doing something I want. I've raised a family, I've had a good run financially, emotionally, and I want to start being selfish in a healthy way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and that's what my answer is going to be because there's a timeline and you're thinking, I want to live my life. As a matter of fact, Billy Joel has a song, which I never knew the meaning of it until this show, but This Is My Life is about that because it's his life.
Okay.
Go ahead with your own life, leave me alone is Billy Joel. And I learned that. So anyway, do we have a caller? Okay. Sorry about it. So, Peggy, back to these questions here. So, by the way, Kevin Costner is getting a divorce after 19 years. I don't know if y'all know that, but that I would put him in the category of gray divorce, right? Which is mm-hmm. three mm-hmm. children. It's really kind of sad. So, tell us about the effects of divorce.
Sure. Well, it affects. It's going to affect everybody to some degree. As I said before, I don't know anyone who's divorced and didn't get through it, you know, unscathed with some level of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
But it's similar to, it's loss. And what happens is, you know, everyone knows about the Kubler-Ross stages, or most people know about the stages of grief and loss. And you actually travel through them. You know, there's denial, you know, I'm not going to explain them because they're out there. Denial, anger, bargaining, and then finally acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
And the timeline for this can be very different for everyone, how long mm-hmm. it takes them to get to a level of acceptance. Some people don't get to a level of acceptance. I know in my office, I'll see parties who have been divorced for, you know, 10, 15 years, and they still are hanging on to the anger. They just can't move forward for lots of reasons.
Right. And I think at some point, you need to kind of not look at the relationship the way you want to see it, and also not be scarred from it because you can't grow from that. You know what I mean? It'll keep you stuck. You need to get unstuck in life and move on.
And, you know, infidelity is a very big part of this age group of people. And, you know, like I said, you can get through it, you know, and there's always been, affairs and marriages, and there'll continue to be, but you can get through it. Mm-hmm. And that could have to do with libido. As we get older, our libido, you know, declines, hormones change, health issues, and the sex drive or the intimacy is just lacking, if you mm-hmm. will. And if you're not on the same page with that, it can be a wedge in mm-hmm. your relationship, mm-hmm. right? But mm-hmm. you'll also get through it. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, one of the things a client said to me is, it's not as taboo anymore, like, to have an affair in that age group. It's almost like maybe society hasn't, you know, the dating sites that are out there and, you know, sugar daddy sites. It's just not as taboo as it once was. Would you agree with that?
Sadly. Mm-hmm. I like to tell you sadly. I don't like to hear that, but I'm really big into order. I really am. And I'm really big into moral codes and that kind of thing.
Well,
but
there's one more before you got off on moral code, because I've had those conversations with you.
Yeah, so, I know.
But
I know.
Retirement. What happens during this age is retirement. And then what happens then, right?
Right.
One
right.
partner retires, the other one doesn't. There's no plan. And that can, you know, that can cause a huge wedge. And, you know, you might just fall out of love.
Right.
And as you fall out of love, what happens if you fall in love?
Oh. Well, and I think it's definitely, to be fair, to make the right decision for you and your partner, to be honest with yourself when you're unhappy. But, you know, do it in a graceful way and, you know, just be graceful about it. And I think that's my whole message to everybody. But divorce is not something, it's the breakup of the family. I think it's hard on both parties, no matter who's choosing, who's not. And it's something to just take one day at a time and take your time at your decision. And Peggy, would you not agree that do everything you can to save it by going to therapy or helping?
Sure. That's what I mean when I said earlier by exhausting your possibilities.
Exhaust your possibilities, because then you can have peace with the final decision, knowing that you gave it all.
Right.
But it's important that you live a true life to yourself and be true to yourself.
And you know what? Sometimes love is not enough.
And you know what? By the way, love is not enough. There is a song.
There's a song about this, I bet.
Because it's song therapy. So by, Dawn Henley. And I have it on here, but it's Love Is Not Enough. And what's her name? Oh, Patti Smith and Dawn Henley. Sometimes love is not enough.
That's. I think they got that for me.
So, yeah, and I'm sharing these songs because if you're in a place and you're by yourself and, you know, it's therapy for you if Peggy's not here. If you're not here, give us suggestions. But anyway, so on our next show, what we're going to be talking about a series. But before we go, mm-hmm. is there anything else you'd like to say about this?
Well, yes. I want to talk about how this impacts not only the men and the women, but how it impacts the children.
Yes.
I'm not going to talk about it now because it's a lot. And I also want to talk about if you have to go this route and you've exhausted your possibilities, then there's certain types of divorce that I want to introduce people to that they may not be aware of.
Yes. And I will say, and I am going to say this now, and we'll say it again on the next show, but live by example in front of your children. You know, they have an automatic bond of loving both their parents no matter what's going on. I feel bad. I hope I don't say this wrong, but I think it's really selfish for parents to pull their kids in. Is that wrong of me to say?
Keep them out of the middle of their nonsense.
Heart is shattered as much mm-hmm. as you can, but sometimes it's hard to be an adult when you're crumbling. It's hard, but you gotta, you know, you gotta go in your car and just have your meltdown.
But you're the adult, they're the kids.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. Sometimes when your emotions are so raw, but your kids have a natural bond with their mother and father.
Both, it's a loyalty bond to both parents.
Yeah, so just keep it separate, live by example, because they're gonna live their life the way you respond to negative things. So so that's it. But Peggy, thank you. You're so informative. I mean, you are, she is like one of the best therapists in Tampa.
Oh, I'll take that.
No, and you know you are. You know, and Peggy, every time I'm around, I try to squeeze a little therapy out of her whenever I can. So I'm going to play this song. Okay. Bye. I want to hear what Rob Thomas has to say about the subject.
Before we do that, I actually, funny story about this song. This is a cover song of a Carly Simon song. Carly Simon originally did this song with James Taylor.
Oh, really? She was right, yeah.
Yeah, now the funny story behind this was when I was 5, my parents took me into New York City to go to the Natural History Museum. Uh-huh. When we left, we're walking through Central Park, and my dad spotted a woman who he thought was Carly Simon. My mom goes, "No chance." My dad followed her for about a half a mile through Central Park. It turns out it actually was her.
Wow.
It was Carly Simon. He comes back and goes, "Nah, yeah, it was her."
Well, so, she's got some beautiful songs.
Oh, yeah, she does.
I love Carly Simon songs.
Including this one.
Yeah.
I started Joey James to help women feel more organized, confident, and inspired. I knew I could do that by creating gorgeous bags they would love using. Everything we do at Joey James is to support women and girls. I designed each bag and all its features for women who do it all. We make all our products in a clean, safe, women-owned factory here in the U.S. and we only make small batches so that the quality and construction meet our high standards. When you get your hands on one of our bags, I want your spirit to be elevated. I want you to feel great about yourself, like you can handle anything. Life is always going to be crazy busy, but you deserve products that can keep up. You've got this, and Joey James has your back.
Okay, and that was from joeyjameslabel.com. And right now, Matt, I think we're going to give away a purse right now. How about a giveaway, ladies? The Norma. It's Mother's Day weekend. First of all, happy, happy Mother's Day. Sunday, it's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to y'all. Happy Mother's Day to my mother. I love you. And so we are going to give away what's called the Norma from Joey James the Label. Sherry had named the Norma after her late mother. And it's very special, and hopefully she'll be on air to talk about Norma. But we are, if you're going to be the first caller right now, and you don't even just say Mother's Day, and that is your purse right now. So please call us at 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000 for the Norma purse. And you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show here at Tan Talk Radio. So I would also like to make some suggestions for Mother's Day. First of all, there is Halo Spa in Tampa, and there's plenty of spas around Tampa where you can go do some fun stuff. You ladies, you like spas, right?
Absolutely.
Massages. Yeah. What do you like the best?
You good? I like it all.
You like it all. What about
all
you?
The pampering.
You know, well, your husbands can rub your backs too, right? You don't need to go get it paid for, right?
Yeah, but it's different when you go there.
You could save a lot of money if you get your hubby to do it. So anyway, just to give you some ideas. So Halo Spa's in Tampa, and if you like more information, they offer several spa services. You can call them at 813-450-1939. That's 813-450-1939. And Matt, do we have Billy on the phone?
Not yet. I'm trying to reach out to him, but I'm not getting anywhere.
You're not getting anywhere? Maybe he's texting? No. Okay, well, if not, if Billy is not here, we will He has a candle company out in Wesley Chapel. So that's another place to go make candles. Peggy, you went one time, didn't you?
Yeah, it's actually in Land O'Lakes.
Yeah.
And I went there, about a month ago with my granddaughter, and we made candles. It was awesome. And so I was very happy to see that he was going to be your promo guest today.
Yeah, hopefully he will
be. If he calls in.
Peggy, do you get to pick your own scents?
You pick two scents, candle scents, that is.
Yes.
You pick your own scents, you pick your jar, you pick your label, you insert the wick. It's pretty awesome.
I actually have one here. You pick the title of your candle.
Yeah.
Do you see what does mine say?
Love.
Yours is love.
Love. That's my candle.
Love it.
And I actually went with a group of my high schoolers. And Billy went to high school, and he invited all of us, and that's where
I met Billy.
Mm-hmm. And you had gone, and we talked about on the way over here that you had never been back. You smell it?
Yeah.
And I'm not very crafty, so anyway, not sure where Billy's at. So I think what we're going to do, we're going to shift to Trish with what's going on with nonprofit, and maybe we'll come back to Billy in 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, there is a group that we've talked about before called Sages Theater, and they're the Senior Actor Guild and Education Services, and they're a nonprofit community theater group that produce plays with a purpose on topics of seniors that are aging and the complex things that happen with them. So they're presenting a new play called Memory Lane, and it's a collection of true stories of the joys and struggles experienced while caring for a loved one with memory loss.
Very nice.
And I've been to those, and they're actually very good, and I plan on going to a few more. They're very entertaining. If you're looking for something to do, they're actually comedy shows. Some of them are.
Okay, and the tickets are complimentary, and they're having 4 shows coming up in a variety of settings. Saturday, May 13th at the Tarpon Arts Cultural Center. And then they have one Monday, May 15th at Seminole Garden, Saturday, May 27th at Starkey Ranch Theater, and Sunday, May 28th at Northdale Park and Recreation Center.
Nice.
If you want more information on that, they do have you can email them at playswithpurpose@sagestheater.org or call 727-536-7076.
Nice. Yeah. So what else is going on around town?
Okay,
good.
There is also another nonprofit, Spotlight Dinner Theater, and they're doing a special for Mother's Day. They're doing a play called I'm Every Woman.
That's Whitney Houston.
Yep. There's your song therapy. Yeah. And they're having a day dinner show, and they're doing that at the Tampa Bay Kitchen at 25778 US 19 North. And they're collecting donations there for Pinellas Hope, which is a homeless shelter.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yep. And so you can go to the spotlightdinnertheater.com for more information on that.
I love that, Trish.
I know. That should be fun.
Well, I think it's important that people know that sometimes going out, you can go to these places, these nonprofits, where there's a lot of fun events, and you're getting two things at one time. You're, you know, raising
giving
money. Giving back to the community. That's
absolutely
right. So it's good to know. That's your job now. Do you have anything more going on?
I do. I have Martinis for Moffitt, which is a fundraising event, and that's July 15th at the Seminole Hard Rock, and it supports the Moffitt Cancer Center's Critical Cancer Research Programs. And you get martinis and food and bands and all kinds of fun raffles. And
that sounds like fun. I love that. Well, it's good to know, because a lot of people don't really look into the nonprofits, but like I said, it's a win-win situation.
Yep.
So we do have Billy on the phone. Okay, so Billy is here. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing your homework. You're going to be our nonprofit host.
All right.
So thank you.
Yes.
You and Renee, our entertainment host. And Billy Owens, are you there?
Hi, Tracy. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
So, awesome.
I'm so glad you're here, Billy, that I can be honest with you. So, Billy, guess what? We are so excited to talk about your candle company, because we're giving people some ideas for Mother's Day. And my host here, co-host Peggy, she has actually been to your store out in Wesley Chapel.
In Bexley, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bexley. So Billy is the owner. So, Billy, how are you doing? You doing all right? We're going to talk about candle making. Mm-hmm. And tell us how you got in the candle business.
Well, we started out the process of making the individual candles for a franchise group, Painting with a Twist. And so my wife and I, we spent eons and eons and months developing the candle making process. And part of the criteria was we had to make sure that we picked a candle that was of the highest quality and burned the best. And then Painting with a Twist customer left Painting the Twist with a candle and a painting that it left with the best candle.
Mm-hmm. And how many fragrances of, you know, options in, do you have over there at BDC?
So we at BDC Candle Bar, we have 62 different fragrance options that you can combine and blend to make a fragrance that's inspired by you. Mm-hmm. It's something that we want you to come in and get creative and come up with something that we didn't even think about putting together.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tracy, let me just interrupt for a minute, because what was awesome when I was there is other talking about the fragrances, I didn't have a clue because there's so many of them.
I know.
The staff there actually gave some recommendations that were great. And there's also like a body cream that is made from the fragrances you pick. Right, Billy?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we also do the lotion.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also do the linen and body sprays. So you can come in and you can set up and you can sit down and you can make the candle, you can make a lotion, and you can make a linen spray. And all three of them can be different fragrance combos. So you can make your candle one fragrance combo, your lotion another fragrance combo, and then your linen and body spray, you can do something completely entirely different. And you can walk out with three different scent profiles that you love, something that you really like or you want to give as a gift to somebody that you really like.
Right, if you know your mom's favorite, you know, scent or whatever. And men are welcome here, too. And you have oud and you have some fragrances for men, too, if they want a candle wherever, right?
Yes, so we have Cuban tobacco. We have Kentucky bourbon.
Tobacco. Yeah, I saw that, too.
Chili.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas black.
Yeah.
We have wild clover. I mean, which is definitely very masculine. By the way, men, funny, men tend to come in and blend sweeter fragrances, which was quite surprising to myself and the staff.
They like the sweeter?
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Really,
you know what?
Really.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
You know what? Can I say something? I hope I say this correctly, but I've read, again, because I've read for many years, that men usually like, flavors like strawberry, even on women.
I love strawberry.
Perfume. They like things that they can smell and like food like. So is that, you know. But anyway, I've read that, but you just kind of confirmed it to me a little bit. I'm like,
Yeah, the trend of what we see, you do have some guys that come, they just want to do something like the Kentucky bourbon and the Cuban tobacco and things like that. But again, a lot of them like the flowery, things like Lily of the Valley. They also like things like the baking stuff, like baked sugar cookie. They like the strawberry pound cake, as you brought up strawberry. That's very popular among the men.
Maybe I'm thinking maybe it's a good candle therapy, Billy, where after you get a divorce, you know, the bacon's being made and the scent's there and you just kind of like psychologically
take
it slowly. I mean, I'm just being sorry.
That's aromatherapy.
It's a psychological thing. So anyway, well, Billy, how can they get in touch with you? And what a great Mother's Day gift. You can go spend quality time with your mother. And how can they get in touch with you to get into your candle store over there?
So first of all, this Mother's Day weekend, starting on Friday, tomorrow, the 12th through the 14th, we're doing a Mother's Day promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Any mom that comes in, when they make their candle, they also get a complimentary fragrance body spray for them so that they can make that, and that's on us.
Oh, that's nice.
And then we're located at State Road 54 and the Suncoast Expressway at the Hub at Bexley. Okay. We're 16930 Focus Loop, which is right behind the racetrack station.
Right.
And we have there's also a Grain and Berry for people who like to go get something to eat there.
Okay.
The Thirsty Buffalo Brewing Company just opened up there. They opened, actually today is their official opening date. Mm-hmm. So people come in, make a candle, go over to the brewery, get a beer, go to Grain and Berry and get some snacks.
One-stop so shopping is what that
and
is.
And then you can work out. My massage therapist opened a gym there.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. No way. Yeah. Right, a gym over there. You didn't tell me that. That's interesting. Well, Billy, thank you so much for coming on. Maybe you'll see us over there. Peggy, I'd like to go check out the lotions over there.
Uh-huh.
I've got my Nakery lotion, but now I've got another room.
I can say the highest quality. My wife was very demanding on the quality of the lotion. So anybody who makes one of our lotions will be extremely happy with it.
Well, we're going to come try it, Billy.
Absolutely.
Billy, thank you so much. And to all your mothers out there or something to do with your kids, make it over to the BDC Candle Company over there. So thank you, Billy. Thank you. We'll be talking to you soon.
Very much. Appreciate it. My daughter Samantha loves going there as well. So you guys enjoy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you. Have a great day. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
So get started. Speaking of Mother's Day, I'm just going to play a little clip of this Taylor Swift song for Mother's Day. I looked up all these songs and this is the best one. We have a caller? Oh, no caller.
We're just being hopeful.
No, don't worry, if there was a caller, I'd give you the hands. Well, you guys, forgive me.
That was just a practice run. So anyway, happy Mother's Day to my mom, but I want to play about two, and all you mothers out there, I like to play 2 minutes, 2 to 3, if we have enough time, and I got to get to Renee and one more song. So if we can do this in the next 7 minutes, Matt, are we good? Taylor Swift, Best Day. Such a great song, and if you want to listen to it again, that's by Taylor Swift, The Best Day, and that's to my mom and all the mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day. I hope you have a wonderful weekend with your family. So is Sherry on the phone by chance? Do we have her?
Not yet, but give me a second to get a hold of her.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, if you can give her a shout real quick. So I also want to say with mother songs too, Boys to Men has a great one, A Song for Mama. It's more of, from guy to a mom. If you guys are out there looking for a song for your mom, you're a guy. And then there's a Dolly Parton song, A Coat of Many Colors. But before we end, do you ladies have anything to close today's topic? We need to call Renee too about events.
Yeah, we better call Renee before we end.
We got Matt, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's trying to get in touch with Sherry. If she doesn't pick up, we got to call Renee. Are we good? Renee's going
to
talk about
it. I haven't gotten to Sherry yet. If I don't get through to her, I'll keep going.
We're good. No, we're good. So I would like to talk about the song that we're going to end today after we talk to Sherry Renee. Hopefully, if not, we're going to go ahead and end it. But the divorce is very, very difficult. And when you're by yourself, you got to find ways to cope, and there are many songs where it will help you when Peggy's not here or you don't have a friend near you. But Train's got one coming up here, and
don't forget Billy Idol, Dancing with Myself.
Oh, Dancing with Myself, that's right. Well, yeah, and I like that one. So I think he's maybe not. All right, well, we're gonna go ahead and go to the Train song.
Well, yeah, it's like we're trying to accommodate Renee
Yeah, don't well worry. Renee's here, and she's on the phone right now.
All right, we got Renee. Yeah, okay, hi, Renee. How are you doing?
Hi, guys. How are you all?
Doing good, girl. I'm glad you're with us. So how, what's going on in the event
okay,
topic?
Okay, well, first of all, I want to preference everything by saying Happy Mother's Day. This weekend has a bunch of fun-filled things for the mothers, and I was going to touch a little bit on that. Other than the normal Busch Gardens Food and Wine Festival that started May 6th to the 21st, there's a concert series going on there. You can check that out. But Mother's Day brunch, I think everybody likes that. So I thought there's so many places that you could visit to do Mother's Day brunch, but Tampa Bay Date Night Guide.com has given you about a list of 25 great brunch spots in and around Tampa Bay, Dade City, Bradenton, all the way through to Sarasota. The other thing was, I like doing this. Now, my daughters and I did this a couple years ago, was we went to You Pick Sunflowers.
Oh,
and I don't
cute.
Know if y'all like local farms, but you can go out to the local farms area. And one of the local farms that I really liked was Jimmy Mack. But that's in the Dade City, Pasco area.
Uh-huh.
And they have a fabulous sunflower field that you can pick sunflowers and just hang out with your entire family.
I love that. That is sweet.
Where is that?
That is at Jimmy Mack. Jimmy and then MC apostrophe S. But the other one in Hillsborough, Tampa area is Three Suns Farm.
Hmm.
And it's just a fun little thing to do with the entire family.
I love that. I've never heard of that, Renee. That's a pretty good one. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
So then we have all the normal things going on in the Tampa Bay area at Curtis Dixon Park, which I think we need a little culture in our area. It's called the Tampa Asian Pacific Islander Cultural Festival. And it's at Curtis Dixon Park on Saturday from 2 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then my very favorite, what I'm doing Sunday, is my daughter sent me two tickets. I don't know if y'all like Queen, the band Queen.
Of course. Who doesn't like Queen? If you don't like Queen, something's wrong.
I know, right? Right?
Yes.
So she got me two tickets at the Mahaffey Theater at 7 p.m., Queen's tribute band. I don't know if y'all seen it, but it is fabulous.
I actually have heard that's an amazing show, and it's definitely worth going to. And they come here.
Definitely.
Yeah. Gosh, that's a nice gift.
Yeah. Thank you, Shannon. So she gave me those tickets.
That's so
and
sweet.
And then really something near and dear to my heart is, and it's tomorrow, so it's kind of late, but the Fast and Fun Secure, which is a cancer fashion show at Raymond James Stadium for all the local children. And it just battles their dreams and weaves their dreams together for, you know, what they want to do. And then they take them out on the fashion on the field with players, and it's a really nice thing. Nice
I love that. I love that. That's so sweet, and I'm glad that you're letting us know all that. And Trish, between the nonprofits and Renee, between the events and nonprofits, both y'all, thank you so much, because this show is about getting out, living your life, being positive, and reminding you what's going on. So we're getting ready to cut it. Renee, thank you so much. I'm on a radio clock. I'm getting 4 minutes up, so I have to close this. Thank you, and Happy Mother's Day to you. Thank you so much.
Happy Mother's Day.
We'll talk to you next show. So when is our next show?
May 25th.
May 25th. Come back here, Tan Talk Radio, on the Shrink and Wrap Show. Before I close, I want to close by reminding you, this next song is by Train. It is about self-love. And if you're in that topic or in that zone that we were talking about with divorce, listen to this song and just do everything gracefully, one day at a time. And Train's got your answer right here. But love yourself. Have a great day.
You no more, she don't love you no more, they don't love you, then you love yourself and turn around. If he don't love you no more, she don't love you no more, they don't love you, then you love yourself and turn around. Breathe, baby, you ain't gotta worry no more. Breathe, we'll be waiting on the dance floor. Let your body let it go. Your best case scenario. Love don't come in stereo. Baby, you are A.M.O. A.M.O.
shit, you know.